Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little after 5 o'clock. We're going to get through the drive in a second, but you guys know I need to retort sometimes, fight with people sometimes. I have a question.
Positive a day. Let's get to it.
No, serious question.
What do we have to clean up after you, Corp?
When you're going to reply to a tweet that is like you're maybe questioning or you're trolling, whatever, do you usually check to see the time of the tweet just to see and, you know, correlation to real life when it was sent? Because I'm getting all these replies now at 5 o'clock on Monday to a tweet I sent yesterday that said something like Drake May looking a little skittish in the pocket early in the game or whatever. And they're all replying, delete this. This didn't age well. Like,
that's you.
That's kind of how sporting events work. Like, you're commenting on live action in real time. If you go back on my timeline, you can also find plenty of tweets where I'm raving about what Drake May did in the second half. Why would you? Also, this could just be a bot thing, and let me know if I'm fighting with bots. Why would you reply to people like 20 hours later for a very specific time-based tweet? Who does that? Are you just being a dink? Are you a troll?
Yes. Yep. Dinks, trolls, people that are looking for a reason to get into your business in your mentions or under your skin. It's amazing. Or people that are just searching, I wonder what people are saying about Drake May today. Oh, why did this come up? What a loser this guy is. I can't believe he didn't delete. Yeah, the idea that you are not allowed to say anything in real time, or that you can't just sort of leave that out there. Sometimes I'll go back and quote tweet my own stuff, and people still bust your chops about it and feel like, yeah, I got the emotional upper hand on that guy on social media over his analysis of that play. Like, Is that all you have to do?
Uh-oh, Dan Ball has a smirk on his face and his hand raised. Yes, Dan Ball.
No, you're arguing with real people. Don't you love the opinions of Michael 812-67864?
So am I fighting with bots? Is that how this works?
No, some of these people seem real, but yeah, they're all trying to make fun of you in post when if you scroll up 3 or 4 tweets, it's, oh, Drake May had an incredible game.
Right.
He's the best. I love him.
Right. Like, so this would eliminate any, like, real-time analysis. It's like when people get mad at us week to week, and we do a radio show Monday through Friday, week to week, and it's a 17-game season. Did he suck in week one? He sucked in week one, in my opinion. Has he sucked since? No, he's been awesome since. But I didn't know weeks 2 through 5 were going to be awesome when week one was taking place. We can only react in real time. The real time right now is just after 5, and it's time for the drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Patriots 23, Bills 20. That's how it went down last night. 3-point win. Andy Borregala's field goal, as some of us in the media predicted and expected. Some of us here on this show predicted and expected. Others, not so much. Drake May had a 101.1 passer rating. He went 22 of 30, 273 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Interestingly, very similar numbers to the guy he's always compared to, except for touchdowns and interceptions. But you had Josh Allen go 22 of 31, so one more attempt, same completions, 253 yards, a little less than Drake May, for a 103.3 rating. So the comparisons there remain interesting. But Drake May bested his most common comp quarterback. And now all the numbers are out there. He's top five in completion percentage and yards and all these EPAs and CPUs and whatever else he's ranked in. And I ask you this, Fitzy. He is a top X quarterback in the National Football League right now.
Right now, Drake May is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
Ooh, doggy. Can you raise me five? Can you go top five? How far are we from top five? Burrow's out. Lamar is out. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of guys that aren't in that conversation that are usually in that conversation.
Then if we're going to have this I did not expect to be having this conversation on Monday, October 6th in the 5 o'clock hour of a radio show, but Drake May and Daniel Jones need to be mentioned in the same sentence right now.
Oh, wait, but is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a weird thing.
So
it's a good thing and it's a weird thing.
Are we saying Drake May are top five and Daniel Jones are top five quarterbacks, but
top ten quarterbacks right now?
But Lamar and Joe Burrow aren't because they're not even quarterbacks right now because they're not even it's
on
Cooper
field
Rush.
Healthy. Yes, you can't be a top 10 quarterback if you're not playing football.
Yeah, this is a weird world. This is why these things get you in trouble. This is why people criticize us when we make comments in real time, because we don't know what's going to happen. Is Joe Burrow bigger picture the better quarterback? Probably still. Notice yeah. I said probably there, though.
Should have a lot of years. I mean, is Dak Prescott is playing out of his mind right now. Is Dak Prescott a better quarterback than Drake May? I mean, he's far more experienced.
And more accomplished. He's put up some ridiculous numbers.
But is he a Cowboys Hall of Famer?
Yes, he's a Cowboys Hall of Famer. He's been a Cowboys Hall of Famer for now, you trolling dink back there behind
Now
the
we know
glass.
Who Mikey 082653 is.
Now we know where his burner phone sits, just to the left of his hand there when he's doing this radio show.
Don't answer the trolls, Andy. I keep telling you.
Baker Mayfield might be...
Top five.
Okay, yeah. Is it... Can the argument be made? Baker Mayfield right now is currently playing the quarterback position the best in the NFL.
He's up there.
Who's playing better than him right now?
Jared Goff's been pretty good.
Who are you and what did you do with Andy Hart?
I just
apologized three times today and now you complimented Jared Goff.
This is why you people don't know me as well as you think you do. I call it like I see it at all times. Jared Goff is playing well, right? So I have to say, would I want him as my quarterback? Would I want to count on him? No. Do I think it's interesting that the biggest hardo coach in history has the biggest softy quarterback in history, and that's a weird marriage, and it's working in Detroit? Yes, it's all very strange.
And there goes the compliment, Fitzy.
You find a way to absolutely, like, you paint a fresh compliment, and then you drive your truck right over it.
I would also say Josh Allen remains the best quarterback in football. Even though you beat him last night, and he threw a pick, he had some nice runs. He threw the ball well. He didn't fumble it twice. It was his guys that fumbled it twice. I would say Josh Allen is still playing the best and is the best as the reigning MVP. He is the measuring stick. The question is, are you within six spots of him? Are you coming down the home stretch, taking that final turn pretty quick? And I will say, you know how they like to do in like stocks or like the fastest growing company in America or the fastest growing... Drake May might be the fastest growing stock in America.
Oh, right now, everyone is so in on the futures of Drake May that people that were in on them earlier are like, oh man, you should have got it when it was on the ground floor because now it's going to go through the roof.
And you know what it makes? It also makes the Ted Johnsons and the Andy Harts of the world, guys who have been year plus long supporters, believers, you know me, diamond can't be broken kind of thing.
It can.
Makes me say, why did you question him for that one wavering week early in the year after week one? What were you thinking?
You asked him if winning was a priority.
Yeah. In hindsight, it seems like it's a priority to him.
No, the Schefters believe in Drake May, for the record.
The Schefters didn't get very good points, though, yesterday from Drake May, because Drake May didn't find the end zone as a runner or as a passer. So that hurts the Schefters' points. But Yeah, Drake May is, I think you have to say he's a top 10 quarterback right now. Dan Ball, you can weigh in. You're the analytics guy. Is Drake May definitively October the 6th, five games into the season, a top 10 quarterback right now?
For the 2025 season?
Yes,
with what we see
right now.
Yeah, I think you can't argue against that.
And again, it helps him when, like, Joe Burrow isn't playing, so Joe Burrow's out of the equation.
Right, but statistics is one thing, and kind of to your point, the statistics yesterday were fine. The throws that were made under pressure, the stepping up from first half to second half when the pressure was mounting, that's top 10 quarterback stuff. That's winning quarterback stuff. And that's also stuff we weren't seeing in week one. So I think anybody who was questioning it after the first week is more than justified.
Big-time throws, Andy. Big-time, that new analytic, big-time throws.
I also think the really interesting question that's developing isn't just where he ranks among all quarterbacks, but as we continue to relitigate that 2024 draft class, Jaden Daniels is back on the field. So he's making plays. He gets a nice win. Jaden Daniels remains the measuring stick. You're battling for second place still. Bo Nix goes out there and gets a big win. Bo Nix, I forgot what the numbers were down the stretch, but his numbers were unbelievable in the fourth quarter to upset the Eagles, who somebody should not have picked. But we'll get to that later in the recap of the pick six or the Andy Hart donation program. Yes, Dan Ball.
Down the stretch, 9 for 10, 126 passing yards, a touchdown, and 3 for 3 scoring drives for Knicks.
So is Drake May even the second best quarterback in that draft class yet? If we're anointing him a top 10 quarterback, is Bo Nix a top 10 quarterback?
He could be nipping at the heels of the top 10 or just like right on the very outskirts. I mean, between Drake May and Bo Nix, I'll take Drake May. It's not by a massive margin nor just because of, you know, a homerism. I would say I would take Drake May over Bo Nix, but not by a landslide.
I would take Drake May every day, but I think you have to acknowledge that in a year plus, Bo Nix has accomplished more. Bo Nix was just as good or better this week down the home stretch for a key upset win for the Broncos. So I, as much as we get ahead of ourselves, Bo Nix has been really good. Just to put it in numerical relativity, the Drake May statistics through 5 weeks. We still have Monday Night Football, so these are subject to change. Second in completion percentage.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Third in completion percentage over expected. Fifth in yards. Fifth in yards per attempt. Sixth in EPA per play. Seventh in success rate. So all of those numbers are in the top seven. Never mind 10. The top seven. So, yes, I think Drake May is a top 10 quarterback, but you probably have to put Bo Nix in there. And then you get into these other guys. Is Jalen Hurts playing at a top 10 quarterback level, a top 5 quarterback level? Jalen Hurts' resume, Super Bowl winner, Super Bowl loser, multiple Super Bowls, all that is good. How well is he playing right now? Because all I hear about is the bitching how bad the Eagles' offense is.
Do you get automatic entry into the top 10 quarterback club when you are coming off of a Super Bowl victory?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think he might have stolen the fifth spot in the top five because you had the locked in four
and then you were looking to fill out the top five. I think Jalen Hurts was locking down that fifth spot with a lot of people, and now you have Saquon Barkley not playing well, A.J. Brown not playing well and not happy. They lose a football game. Their offensive line is not actually playing all that well. It's interesting. So as we move on from the quarterback position, one of the reasons Drake May is making so many plays is his wide receiver, Stephon Diggs. And Diggs is a really interesting guy because I think there were a lot of preconceived notions for a lot of us on Stephon Diggs. I think there were some people that thought, oh my God, you're actually getting a legit wide receiver one. But I also think there was more of us that thought, is he good for Drake May? Is he going to bitch for the ball? Is he going to be a negative drain on Drake May too early in his career, in his development? Well, Drake May was asked about Stephon Diggs, and I think he's enjoying the relationship so far. Have you been honestly pleasantly surprised with what he's brought to the table coming off such a major injury?
You know what? I think just by the way he works and the way he loves ball, you know, I'm really not surprised. I think he comes in here and his mindset from the time we signed him was, you know, I want to be ready to go, you know, week one. And he's just been continuing to, you know, get better and better and keeps, you know, looking better and better, you know, out there on the field and just get more and more comfortable. He's a great player. So it's fun to have him out there with us.
I got to say ball more. You get really like that's how you sound like you know what you're talking about. You don't say football. It's not how Stephon Diggs knows football. It's how he knows ball. You know ball. If you know ball, you know ball. You know what I'm saying, Fitzy. Stephon Diggs, has he altered your opinion of him? Is he better than you expected? Is Stephon Diggs a top half of the league number one receiver? Top three quarters of the league? Is he a legit number one receiver? How is he changing your opinions of him?
He is absolutely a top half of the league receiver at this point. Statistically, he's tied for 10th, I believe, with receptions and yardage. He looks great. And while he's not, when people think number one receiver, they think downfield threat. They see fantasy points, touchdowns. To me, it's how does he elevate the overall offense? How does he elevate the compete level? And most importantly, how does he elevate the play of your quarterback? And to that third point, he has elevated Drake May. He is part of the equation that is unlocking the full comportment of Drake May's abilities and talents as a sophomore signal caller. So you can't argue with the fact that Stephon Diggs is not only worth everything that they're paying him, juice is worth the squeeze. As a matter of fact, the juice that he's putting out is what's helping fire up that team. You can say that the engine of the New England Patriots on that Sunday night against Buffalo was largely powered by both the vengeance and the spite and the competitive angst of Stephon Diggs, who was just awesome at every level last night.
So, Stiz, you're the closest thing I have to a street.
Real awesome guy.
Drug dealer?
Yes. Street. No, that was hurtful. Streets are talking.
My God.
Social media analyst. So I go to you because I know you live in that world
I
on social media.
Keep my ear to the streets, Andy.
Stephon Diggs, everything that's going on with him on like social media and off the field, is it a concern? Because that is the only concern I have with Stephon Diggs right now. I think he has been a better leader, player, teammate, energy guy, whatever you want to call it, everything. Other than these little brush fires of whatever the hell goes on in his personal life and on social media. So, Stiz, as the closest thing I have to an expert, should I worry about that?
I'm going to be honest, guys. At the beginning of the season, preseason camp, the boat incident, he's beefing with Offset, Cardi B's ex-husband, whatever, baby daddy. They're threatening to kill each other on social. I was concerned. And
yes.
I was telling you guys, like, this may be a problem, but I have to admit, after that, I think it was like the press conference where he addressed the Boston media.
Yes.
He's been awesome. Like, I was thinking that this morning driving in, like, all my concerns have pretty much been quelled. So, like, knock on wood, let's hope that continues. But yeah, he's really proven me wrong.
Because I've even seen people try to make like comparisons or allusions to Antonio Brown and how that was treated differently and what he did.
Night and day. Night and day.
If Stiz, if you tell me don't worry about it, and you're telling me don't worry about it, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think Steph Diggs he's professional. He's here to play ball. He wants to win.
Okay, because everything I've seen in that area has been way better than I could have expected. All of that stuff is good. And if you tell me to disregard whatever the hell's going on with social media and his personal life.
Now, I'm not saying tomorrow he can't fire off a tweet that's going to alarm all of us again. But as of right now, October 6th, He's doing 5, a very
19,
good job.
12 p.m.
Yeah, there's been no. There's been
hasn't
no.
Been a complete about
antics.
Face, but he did show as Stiz pointed out. He did show a maturation point. That press conference talking about, yeah, I know I was a pain in the ass. I could do better. We could have conversations and get to the bottom of these things. Like, that took a level of accountability that I wasn't sure he was ready for or had in him.
Because you know what's worse than not having a number one wide receiver, in my opinion, would be? Having one for like 3 weeks and then something goes sideways and you lose Stephon Diggs, a.k.a. Antonio Brown. Back in the day with Tom Brady. I mean, you have a guy, 100 yards last week, 146 yards this week. I'm guessing sooner or later he's going to get into the end zone. He's making plays. He's catching virtually every ball thrown his way. I wouldn't want to see what this offense would suddenly become if you remove Stephon Diggs from it. Like, he has become entrenched and relied upon. And I think the only way that, well, the two ways that goes sideways are injury, which is unfortunately what happened to him last year in Houston, or something weird in his personal life.
He's getting in the end zone next week. I'd put my very few possessions on it.
Okay, just say money. I didn't know where you were going there.
I was thinking house, and then I'm like,
you were
going to
go somewhere sexual with that. Like, I'd put my
junk. I thought he was going to say like my junk on it, or like pull a Mike Vrabel. I'd cut off my junk to give it. Like, no, just say you'd put your money on it.
Take the anytime tutty from Steph Diggs next week.
Okay, I might take that advice. Speaking of the Patriots, this side, the defense, the playmaking. Last night, our guy who made plays a couple weeks ago in the punt return game to win them a football game, Marcus Jones, had a turnover, and he's feeling pretty good about where this defense can go.
My main thing is just doing whatever I need to do for the team to get a W, you know, whether it's, you know, fitting the right gap and stuff, returning the ball, you know, setting up the offense and things like that, and then also making plays to where we can get the ball back to our offense, or, you know, even putting points on the board on defense and stuff is very important. We always talked about it, you know, the best players got to make the best plays and everything like that for the team to succeed.
And Marcus Jones has become one of their best players. And Fitzy, you made fun of me earlier, so now hopefully he's not in his car listening anymore. He's already home and whatever. I have not always been the biggest believer in Marcus Jones and his defensive abilities. I think he's kind of been their third corner out of need more than out of, oh, he's clearly the right guy for the job. This year he's been really good.
And there have been times, though, in his brief NFL career, now in his fourth season, where he's had to shift from the slot to the outside, and he's played very well. He's just durability has been probably his, you know, least favorable asset. Like, that's what's been a knock on him. Like, how many times has he finished the season on IR? Two out of the first three seasons in the NFL? Like, it's a problem. He's a smaller guy. Maybe his training was better this offseason. Maybe this style of defense suits him better. Who knows? But he's playing cornerback at the best level possible. We know he's the most dangerous punt returner in the NFL. Like, his overall game is excellent, and I think this is a guy the Patriots could ill afford to lose this offseason. Talk about, like, oh, how big is the bag Gonzo's going to get after his third year? Like, Marcus Jones isn't going to come cheap.
Huh, that's interesting. I hadn't really thought about that. What's the value on Marcus Jones as he develops as a better cornerback and is already entrenched as arguably the best punt returner in the National Football League and all pro? Yeah, they are going to have to spend money. Then you're going to have Drake May on the horizon for $500 million. No wonder they're selling 8% of the team to get some cash infused into the old bank account. I'm going to choose to believe that's for those guys and not the Rev Stadium like Fitzy said, and Fitzy's probably right about, unfortunately.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.